Hello, 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 you guys. It's me, Dr. Tori. I wanted to come to you with this bonus episode because I think it's needed. What do you think, Marv?
My voice isn't as good as yours, so I ain't gonna try to do the hello, hello, hello.
You shouldn't. You
Oh,
shouldn't at all.
whatever.
So, yeah, I just think we need to just get together and just have a good conversation, because usually when we do it works out. People give a lot of great feedback, and so it's been a lot going on. It really has been.
I mean, definitely. I know that this journey that you are on with educating people about ACEs, you
Me?
really are changing
Me?
lives. You really are changing lives. I mean, I get a firsthand seat to hear these stories from different people that we bring on, and how brave they are with sharing their stories, trying to help other people.
I
It
agree.
really is enlightening. When we talk about ACEs and different conditions people have and different alternative therapies that people have used to try to heal themselves. I really
Yes.
think that through the test of time, this work that you're doing, is going to be proven to be so important for so many people.
Yeah. And I'm being totally honest with you, because you could see it now. I think that's the humbling part for me, is that you can actually see it. And I can't stop these people from saying how they really feel, but they're sharing it and saying, hey, if it wasn't for you saying or doing this. So I guess I can say, for people that are like trying to get out there, I'm not out there like, everybody else, but I'm not interested in that. I'm really interested in the impact and how it's going to affect people, if that makes sense.
No, I get it 100% because for me, I think that, my primary purpose is to bring people together. And for me, it's primarily Black people, Black men and women.
Right.
And so many things that are out here that are divisive and
Right.
create division between us. And there's a lot of healing that needs to take place.
Yeah.
And we need to show each other grace when it comes to a lot of things. And I think when you have this discussion in terms of, okay, I believe a guest that we have on, the show hasn't come out yet, so I won't say her name. But when she
Yeah.
talked about, are you addressing the problem or are you addressing the ACEs? And I'm real big on root cause analysis, right? Like, why are they acting like this? Now, where me and you differ is I ain't gonna make too many excuses for you. Okay, now I see why you're acting that way, but now we got to fix it.
Right.
You don't get to just act out because of what happened to you. We got to try to build that bridge and get over it. So,
Right.
but I'm getting there. I'm getting closer to where you're at.
Okay. And for you to say that, I can see it. That's why I ask for your feedback a lot, because I want to make sure that it's getting, you know what I mean? Like, you're getting it. Like, somebody is, because I know that I am, based off of the people that are coming on the podcast. So.
And I talk about it on my podcast a lot. Like in particular, Monique. Monique, she's been in the news. She's been in the news for the last few years, right? And I've been Team Monique forever. I got a Monique Was Right t-shirt and
Yes.
been super polarizing. A lot of people have decided they didn't want to be my friend because of my stance or what have you, but I don't care about that. But
Right.
she did an interview with Shannon Sharp. And when I looked and I listened to the interview, because it was like a 2.5 hour, almost 3 hour interview. And when I looked at her interview, I was like, okay, that's why she responds the way she does. She talked about, her abuse from her brother, her relationship or poor relationship with her mother and her father and her family in general.
Right.
And I think about, the things that you talk about all the time, the mother wound. I never heard about the mother wound until, Be Victorious.
Right.
I said, okay, this is why she responds in the way that she does. This is why she feels as if, okay, the world's against me. I'm not going to be victimized again. I will not be a victim again.
Right.
So, and I think now by telling her story, even though people may not understand, like, okay, that's Aces, they
Right.
realize, okay, that's the reason why we need to give her some more grace.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's not saying that you have to, I think just understanding helps out so much. You know what I mean? But you saying, oh, okay, I get it. This is the reason why this is happening, is the reason why people need to understand what it is. So that's what I'm pushing. Because once you understand what it is, then that's the gotcha for real.
Right.
And I think that's what it was for me. And here it is. Other people are saying it's actually the gotcha for them too.
And the thing that really stood out to me was she mentioned her relationship with her son. And following that interview, her son has come out, and unfortunately they've been going back and forth in the media. And it's ugly, and I honestly don't like how she's handling it. But you talk about cycle breakers.
Right.
And you could tell that she has broken some cycles in terms of, like, okay, I'm doing this with my husband now and the children that we have together.
Right.
What about that child that you had before you became aware? Before she said, you know, my husband married a 15-year-old girl and I had to get over that.
Right.
What about those relationships that happened? What about those bridges you burned, or those relationships that you broke or that were broken before you were able to address what happened to that 15-year-old little girl?
Right.
And, you know, I don't know how we address that. I mean, we talk about ACEs, but how does that get addressed?
Right. I think about my poster child. You know who that is. And I think about his son. Kirk Franklin has also had the same situation with his son. And it's been public. But if... just think about how it goes. Not to say he has issues with his son, but guess what? The issues with the son came from he just found out about his whole father. So when I think about that, it's like, okay, make it make sense. I just did. He's not to say that the situation with his son was warranted, but it's hard to know what to do when you haven't had that structure to tell you what to do because of ACEs.
Yeah.
So for me, that's the thing. You still have his mom that's still denying it on public. You know what I mean? And we seen the proof. And then what's next? You know what I mean? It's like, okay. And my kids get so, because they weren't too fond of, they love Kirk Franklin, but when they saw his son on the show, I was like, there's your example of ACEs. You make everything so educational. I do, because I want them to understand that it's okay to have it and understand. Once you understand exactly what it is, it can help you out seriously.
You know, I think in that seed that you're planting is important, because you and I are in our mid-40s. Well, I'm in my mid-40s. I'll tell my age.
I do not hide mine. I have not.
Like I said, I tell people, hey, getting older is like, God is good, because the alternative is worse. So,
Honey.
Yeah, listen. So, but we're in our mid-40s. We've been through some relationships, you know, some good, some bad.
Right.
How much heartache do you think that we could have avoided had we known, you know, not to say that, okay, yeah, this person has ACEs, let me steer clear of this person.
Right.
But instead of saying, okay, this person has ACEs, before we go further, let's address this.
Right.
Let's address this issue. And if you're not able to recognize it, see, what they don't know now, you talk about your girls, they don't know now is that, you know, they're going to be able to sniff it out a mile away.
Like, exactly. Yeah.
That doesn't mean I can't be with you, but we got to fix this.
Exactly.
I got to fix me. And then that way we can have a meaningful, loving relationship. Because people, you know, they say, okay, yeah, I love this person. You know, we're infatuated, lovey dovey, you know, puppy love and all that. But then once you get down to the nitty gritty, then it's like, ugh.
Right.
This ain't as cute as the outside.
Exactly. And me being in understanding ACEs, I look back at my past relationships, and all of them were, not all of them, I won't say, but a few of them were trauma bonds.
Really?
So when you think about, oh, absolutely, absolutely. Especially the ones when I was younger in high school, needing that love and support from my parents, but I was going through their divorce. So I think about all my situations like, oh my God, ACEs had a huge impact on my childhood for real, seriously.
I always said, and I probably need to retake the test because I think looking back on it, I think I said, what did I say? I had a one.
Yeah.
I think back then I even had to like stretch to say I had a one. Just because, and I tell people, I grew up in a bubble of love, like for real. I never felt unsafe. I never, not to say that my upbringing was perfect, but I can't fault my parents for too much. Number one, because they were human. That they made mistakes, absolutely. And I look back on it, I'm like, damn, I wish they would have did that differently.
Right.
But it's difficult when you have been raised with love to bond with somebody that's been raised off survival.
Right. This is the reason why.
It's hard.
It is.
Especially
but this
long
is
term.
The right. But you, to me, again, the understanding of my parents is they both had traumatic relationships or situations that happened when they were younger.
Yeah.
My dad lost his mother. My mother never had hers. So it's like, okay, when they got together, what did they do? I love them to death. They trauma bonded. But now that I understand that, that allows me to validate the situation.
I lost my dad as a young man. I was 20, 21.
Yeah.
I couldn't have been that. Yeah. No, I think I was, he died in 2000. So I was 23.
Yeah.
I was 23 when I lost my dad. And I don't care what anybody says. That's young. That's
yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It is.
I know
it
people
is.
That lose their fathers, when they, kids and, 5, 8, 9 years old. And that's tragic. Losing your father at 23, it was hard.
Yeah.
I remember getting into a relationship, ended up being one of the relationships that put me through the most. And I don't think I would have gotten into that relationship were it not, I can't say if it was a trauma bond, but I was going through trauma of losing my father, and there was a connection with me and that person because of my father. So I looked past a lot of things that I knew that's not for you.
Right.
That's not for you. And, people who try to tell me, like, you sure, man? You sure you want to do that? Trying to be kind, trying to be nice, and trying to love somebody.
Right.
Through their trauma, their faults, or whatever, you can't do it.
Right.
You can't do it. You got to. And that's why I appreciate how you say, I'm a researcher. I'm an educator. I'm not a therapist, but you make sure to bring people on who are therapists, because it would be really, really irresponsible of you.
Exactly. And that's the reason why people need to
Yeah.
understand it is not. Let's be clear though.
It'd be really
If I
irresponsible.
wanted to do that, I would have did it.
Yeah,
but I didn't.
But Marquita Jacks, shout out to Marquita. She talked about it'd be really irresponsible to tear people down and say, okay, this is what's wrong with you. You need to think about this, you need to think about that. Not try to fix them or tell them how to fix it.
Right.
That's irresponsible.
It is. And that's the reason why I try to offer as much as this is therapy. Okay, therapy is not for you, but here's Chris. Chris is on her skate journey. This is what she's doing. There's also yoga. I've
neuromapping.
A couple of people on there.
The neuromapping. Yeah.
Yeah. I've had some people on here, honey. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
So that's not what I'm trying to do at all. So I'm glad you actually brought that up, because I think people actually understand that and get that. If you come on here for the educational purposes, I will take care of you wholeheartedly. Yes, I will.
Right.
Because I know that. And that's the reason why the degree is in that.
Like,
yeah, y'all can keep that therapy to yourself. And all my hats goes off to all the therapists out there, because that job, as they have said on the podcast, isn't easy at all, especially when you have your own ACEs that you have to deal with and address. Yeah, so shout out to all the therapists that have been on here. Absolutely.
I don't envy them because, I talked about it in the past. I'm an empath. So
Yeah.
I see somebody going through stuff. And, when
Yeah.
I started this show, it was hard for me.
It
And
was, I remember.
I built up that boundary to where I could protect myself. But like when you constantly are dealing with people, when their issues, their traumas, trying to help them heal, and it's already hard for you to shake stuff off.
Right.
I don't envy them, and I'm sure they receive training, I'm sure they have outlets, but still it can't be easy.
Yeah. And then you have to steer clear, let's be clear, of all the influences that pretend that they are.
What you mean?
Oh, baby, it's a lot of people out there that actually act like or preach or discuss as therapists, knowing that they don't have that license to back them up. We've seen people that have thousands of followers fall because they've pretended to be all these people, and people start to looking inside what they got going on, and they are not who they say they are. So while people are out there saying that this is what they're doing, you have to be very careful, because licensing is everything.
True. That's true.
But
That's
that's the reason why when people come to me, I'll be honest, you can Google me. This is what I actually do for real. This
true.
is what I did. This is that. You cannot take that from me at all. At all.
Yeah. And that's good. And because there's so much going on right now. I mean, you and I are both from the Kansas City area, the Super Bowl, Chiefs just Super Bowl and had, celebration going on. Unfortunately, violence broke out at a celebration, something that was supposed to bring us together to play and love on one another, ended up, having to call and check, our people, because I know people drove here from Dallas back home to celebrate, and you're like, are you okay? Are you okay? Check in, and children being injured, being shot, people losing their lives. And now, for us, I remember one of the best memories we had was when the Royals beat the Cardinals in the World Series, right? It's like
In 85.
the Royals beat the Cardinals, and we didn't get it. We
Which
got
one? 85 or 2015?
the one we were kids, the 85, when the
Okay.
World Series, they beat the Cardinals. And like, we get out of school and we get to celebrate and all this. That was always a lasting memory. Now, how many children now? I went to the Chiefs celebrations, and I saw somebody get hurt. I saw somebody get shot.
You're right.
So now, what do we have? More children, more people with what?
ACEs for the community violence, for sure. I mean, what else can we say? And that's the reason why, again, we have to stop the normalization of it and understand that it really is not okay. They're going to remember that the rest of their lives. And I hate that it took a light away from the celebration, not to be selfish, but again, anybody from Kansas City knows that we need that. We've been waiting for, like, my parents are diehard, and they've been waiting for years for this. So of course they're in their prime. Of course they're in their glory. They're excited. I'm excited. Anybody that knows me know I'm a diehard Chiefs fan. But this is added to that.
Right.
So that's the experience right there. So here we go. Educational example right there.
Yeah. And it speaks to the city as well, because unfortunately, there's a lot of violence. There's a lot of violence in Kansas City. We could talk about the different things that drive that violence. Is it poverty? Drugs, lack of opportunities, whole bunch of things. But I think at the root of it though, one of the things at the root is probably the adverse childhood experiences.
Because you're telling the truth. And that's really what it is. I saw a TikTok when we beat the Ravens, and on the whole entire street were TVs full of handprints or kicks or this because of that loss. I get it. But then again, it's like, y'all, for real, we the same way that we address physical health or physical illnesses, we need to address our mental illnesses.
Yeah. So what do we do, though? I mean, we're bringing them on awareness with this. I mean, it's like an elephant. How do you eat an elephant?
I'll keep saying this. We need to keep finding people out there for real. And I'm just being honest with you, that are willing to share their story to say, okay, join us, because we're the ones that kind of get it and catch on. I appreciate Marquita. Again, for me, having her on the podcast, OMG, because that's Big Sister Mommy Dearest. And that's the reason why I was like letting y'all know in my celebrity world, that's who she is to me. Dr. Nicole Price, are you serious? So we've had some heavy hitters, Jason Phillips. Yeah. Like, you got to think about who's been in, the people that we haven't even had on here yet. Yeah. Leah Forney, are you serious? Now, did you see the finger?
I did.
That's cool. That is so cool. But yeah. But for real, I guess the computer think I'm telling the truth too. Because that just happened. I know y'all seen it too, for y'all that's watching. I didn't do that. I promise you, my hands is right here. But no, for real, you got to think about it. So we need to, and I will do that. I don't have a problem with that at all. But that's what needs to happen. More people need to say, all right, it is normal. And I'm going to shout out Keisha Noel, because she is somebody, and people are starting to do it. Sassy social worker. It's people that are starting to have that ACEs conversation, and they are saying, I'm an abuse survivor. This is the reason why I'm doing this. You know what I mean? So we got to also accept it for what it is. I don't hide my ACEs at all. Again, I hate that my daughters have it too. You see what I'm saying? Like, I didn't intentionally try to give it to them, but they have it too. They accept this, and we do what we need to do in order to take those steps. Right. So again, I got the healer circle coming up in a couple of minutes. It's like, there are people that are really trying to heal. And so I support it. But I do have a question before we. What do you think Monique need to do? Mr. Save Monique all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You know, if I was in her inner circle, I would tell her that I don't know what she's done to address what's happened to her. I think that the work is continual. I know for me, while I may not have ACEs, I may not, you know, score high on ACEs, you know, as an adult, you know, things have happened to me, and, you know, I had to work on healing. So, and I know that it's a continuous effort. And, you know,
I'm gonna stop you though.
Just like with
what
grieving.
What you gotta stop doing is saying, well, you know, I don't have, you know, this. Just admit you have ACEs.
Okay. I mean, I'm in the one club.
And that's fine.
Or the 0.5 club.
And that's, but see how you're trying to decrease the reality of the fact that you got it?
I'm just saying. Okay. So here's the deal.
Because if until we can get people to, I think that's the reason why people don't want to say it, because they're looking like, do you think Mick really likes being a part of the perfect 10? You know what I mean? Like, there's no difference between him or than anybody else. I just want people to understand that they have it. And then once you have it, then it's okay. I'm not looking for clubs. I'm not looking for that. I like the 0 and then the 10, but according to the CDC, it's 1 in 3 now. It's not 1 in 6 anymore. 1 in 6 have 4 or more, which really, honestly, but there are so many people that need to understand what it is. I think going back to Monique again, the situation with her and her son.
That's terrible.
I think understanding ACEs would be great.
Yeah.
I think for
not only for her and what she's going through, but how she's impacted her son.
Yep. Same for Kirk Franklin. But I think that will not justify, but help his son understand what's really going on for real. Like, he just found out who his father was.
Yeah.
And then he really didn't have a foundation to be a father.
Yeah, and so, that part when they came together and they both cried because they recognized how that impacted them. That part of the show just did me in. It really did, you know. But
here we are. And I'm still going to keep doing it. I appreciate the ones that are out there that's doing this for real. And even if they're not, they're sharing the information with other people. Of course, you, Marv, you're doing it. And I thank you for coming on the show and just, you know, opening up. I can tell it's working for you. This was a great conversation, Marv. And at the end of the day, these, and this is what I've been saying, are the conversations that need to happen. Where? Everywhere. Not just in your family, in the sisterhood meetings, when you're meeting with your guys and with your gals. It's okay to have that conversation about ACEs, because we need to normalize the term and let people know that those things that we talked about here, some are okay and some are not. The violence, let's be clear, it's not okay. And then to find out that the young man, it was a young man that was in high school. Yeah. They caught the guys, but still.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, here we are. And I like this episode, Marv. I did. So, you know, I've been trying to get you to do this for a minute. So where can they find you anyway?
So you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Man Listen Show. Definitely, you can follow our show. We have a lot of good topics. You'll hear me talking about ACEs. You'll hear me shouting out Dr. Tori. But definitely give us a follow. You can also go to YouTube. Definitely want to get our followers up on YouTube as well. So when you go to YouTube, after you're done watching this episode, you know, go to the Man Listen Show, watch the episode, follow, share, subscribe. I really appreciate the help.
All right, you guys, y'all know where to find me. Just continue to pray for me, because I know for a fact this is what I am supposed to be doing. And I get reassured every time I check in Sundays at church. So shout out to my church, Concord Baptist Church here in Dallas. My pastor is all that in a bag of chips. And I'm telling you, this is it. Thank you, Marv. We'll see you guys soon.